Chapter 2. Lord, don't you care? Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Luke 10:40. It had been a busy day. I dragged my kids through a morning of errands and grocery shopping, and now it was an hour past lunchtime. We were all hungry and a little bit grumpy, but the day brightened as I pulled the car into our favorite pizza place. Pizza, 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 my 4-year-old son Michael chanted as he bounced up and down in the back seat. Jessica, too, clapped her hands at the thought of the merry-go-round in the kiddie playland. But our joy was cut short when I opened my checkbook and discovered I didn't have enough money in my checking account. It just isn't fair, Michael informed me defiantly from the back seat as we drove toward home in plain old peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You promised we could have pizza. He was right. The pizza bribe had bought good behavior all morning. I sighed as I looked into the rearview mirror. It's difficult explaining to a child that even though you have checks in the checkbook, you may not have enough money in the bank. I have a hard time understanding it myself sometimes. So we were at a standstill. All my explanations fell on deaf ears. Michael sat scrunched against the car door, arms folded tightly across his chest, a scowl so fierce his eyebrows and angry pout nearly met. Then from the other side of the back seat, little Jessica piped up, "Life's hard, Maiko." It just isn't fair. Life is hard and rarely fair. Even when we work diligently and do what is expected, the daily duties of life often seem to provide few rewards. When was the last time you received a standing ovation at the dinner table? Great tuna casserole, Mom! The best! Your family applauds, their smiling faces flushed with admiration. Your picky teenager gives you a high five and calls, Encore! Encore! Or when was the last time your boss and coworkers applauded the fact that you got to work on time, did your job with a smile, and stayed late to finish an assignment? Great job on the Anderson account, your boss says, poking his head around the door. Take the next week off with pay. Hey, why not make it 2? Doesn't happen, does it? The last time I checked, they don't hand out awards for sparkling toilet bowls, and the extra hours and effort we give outside the home often go unnoticed and unrewarded. Sorry, no pizza for you. While Martha may have been the first person to ask Jesus the question, Lord, don't you care? She definitely wasn't the last. We've all felt the loneliness, the frustration, the left-outness and resentment she experienced in the kitchen that Bethany afternoon, doing all that work for others when no one seemed to notice and no one seems to care. We've all echoed my son's complaint. It just isn't fair. In Luke 10:40, we get a clear picture of Martha's struggles. Surprise visitors appear on her doorstep. We don't know how many. If the beginning of Luke 10 is any indication, it could be as many as 70 people descending upon this quiet home. And Martha responds with open arms and a wide smile. But somewhere between the kitchen and the living room, a seed of resentment starts growing. Before long, it sprouts into a question that echoes in women's hearts today. Lord, don't you care? The problem is obvious. Martha is doing all the work while Mary basks in all the glory. It just isn't right. At least Martha doesn't think so, and I know how she feels. A part of me wishes Jesus had said, "So sorry, Martha, terribly insensitive of us. Come on, Mary. Come on, guys. Let's all pitch in and give Martha a hand." After all, that's what Martha wanted. That's what I want when I'm feeling overwhelmed. Soft, soothing words and plenty of helpful action. I want everyone to carry his own weight. But most of all, I want life to be fair. The scales of justice. I grew up playing with my mother's decorative scales. Made of ornate brass, the set of balances stood proudly on the piano, with several pieces of artificial fruit on either side, dispersed creatively, so one side was slightly higher than the other. Now and then, instead of practicing my piano lesson, I'd adjust the fruit. The exercise was quite educational. One plastic orange equaled 2 plums. The banana and apple weighed roughly the same, and together they balanced nicely with the grapefruit. If I went about it right, I could take up quite a lot of practice time rearranging fruit on those scales. Warning signs of a Martha overload. You may be prone to the kind of perfection